Jim Haney, and I have served with the International Mission Board since 1981. The last 12 years, I've been director of global research. For me, I mean, with the technology we have now, having things like on my mobile device, Five Fish, I was able to use that recently, and I use it quite a bit. A couple things I can do with that is when I know I'm going to a restaurant or I'm going to be in a neighborhood, even in the U.S. or in an airport or anywhere else, I can use Five Fish, the recordings made possible by Global Recordings, and I can let somebody listen to one of their one of the recordings in their own language. I do have one interesting story about actually how I did that. A couple of years ago, I was attending a meeting in San Francisco. And we were all staying in the house. And after the meeting was over, we asked a taxi driver to take us back to the airport. So he was there very faithfully at 4 a.m. in the morning. I got in the front seat and I had a couple of my other meeting colleagues that were there with me, and they got in the back seat. And so we began to drive away. And I noticed that the driver, you know, having lived in Africa, had an African accent. So I began to talk to him and try to find out where he was from. He said that he was from Ethiopia. I said, oh, well, do you speak Amharic? He said, no, I don't speak Amharic. I said, well, what language do you speak? And he was playing a joke on me. He said, well, just guess. I said, well, first of all, I'm doing pretty good just to know that Amharic is spoken in Ethiopia. Most Americans don't know that. But my second guess, I will guess. My second guess is that you speak Oromo. Oh, he was excited. He said, you know about Oromo? I said, yes. I said, do you speak Harara Oromo, which is the first dialect of when you go to Five Fish on my mobile phone that you see? And by now, I was already into Five Fish. I found out this guy was from Ethiopia. He was a Harara Oromo speaker. And now I already had a recording from Five Fish on my phone. I was downloading it. But after I'm talking to him about his family and everything else, suddenly it's downloaded and I begin to play it. He takes my phone out of my hand. And he begins to listen to it. He begins to look at it while he's driving down the road, which is probably not a good idea. But it had, you know, the pictures and everything there. So he's listening to the story. He said, this is wonderful. I said, well, you know what? The rest of us in the car don't know why it's wonderful because we don't speak Oromo or Amharic or Harara Oromo. Only you're the only one in the car who can speak that language. Would you mind just telling us what's on there? And he began back translating it to me and to my friends in the back seat. He began to tell us the story of Noah, which, of course, was what was playing on the recording. So that's pretty exciting to see this guy beginning to share what he was hearing with us. And the last recollection I have after the 10-minute drive back to the airport was he was writing down the name and looking at my phone to see what application he could download so that he could go back that night and share it with his family. So these are opportunities we have all over the world that if we just think ahead a little bit, I mean, I can share this with people and they get really excited, and I can do this even though I don't know their language. So that really helps me to have something I can share if I just take the time to do it.